It's my pleasure today to speak to Dr. Lena Wen, who has been such a voice of reason during the pandemic. We also know her in Baltimore as the former health commissioner, and Lena has just put out a book called Lifelines, A Doctor's Journey in the Fight for Public Health. So thank you for being here in this capacity, Lena. How lovely to talk to you.
Thank you. Wonderful to speak with you as always, Judith.
This is part memoir, part celebration of public health. And for the purposes of book notes, I would love to concentrate on the memoir part of that, and particularly how you feel that your background as an immigrant family has fed into your successes as a public health voice.
Well, to be honest, I had not intended for this book to be a memoir at all. When I first approached Metropolitan Books, I said that I wanted to write a book about Baltimore. I wanted to share the stories of success here from the Baltimore City Health Department. But actually, in writing my own story, I realized too that my own story is also a story of public health. And specifically, I came to this country, as you mentioned, as an immigrant. My parents came just before I turned 8. We came with $40. We lived in some pretty challenging conditions at the time. I mean, my parents, despite working multiple jobs, we struggled to make ends meet. We depended growing up on Medicaid and SNAP and other public services, which for us were not an entitlement. Rather, they were what we needed in order to get our foothold here. And the patients that I had later as a doctor, they reminded me so much of the people that I grew up with and how I saw from an early age of how the currency of inequality is years of life, in which case the opposite of poverty becomes health.
So, Lena, how did your life in public health, in the broadest terms, prepare you for being a writer?
You know, I've always loved writing. My mother, who I spent a lot of time in the book talking about, again, something I hadn't expected to, but I think part of it was I wrote the book when I was pregnant with my daughter, who is now 16 months old, so I was thinking a lot about motherhood. But also, my mother played such a central part of my life, and there was so much about her that I hadn't really thought about, in a sense, because we had a challenging relationship at best. But she was a writer, and she encouraged me early on to start writing and to see that as a life skill. And so I always loved writing, and writing was always cathartic to me. When my mother was diagnosed with what turned out to be breast cancer, and I became her caregiver, I saw also how much happens in our medical system that's not supposed to be what happens, as in there is a disconnect that occurs in our healthcare system. And I ended up writing a book on patient advocacy. I also had the opportunity when I was a medical student and actually had just finished medical school to work with Nick Kristof, the New York Times, and learn reporting from him. And so I think those experiences have been an essential part of me. Writing a memoir, though, was very different. I think it's very different to report, and it's very different to write about the work that you're doing. More than half of the book is about Baltimore and about the experience leading the health department. That was the really easy part to write. My childhood and the memoir components were much harder.
It's been such a pleasure to speak with Dr. Lena Wen, and her new book is called Lifelines, A Doctor's Journey in the Fight for Public Health. Thank you so much for bringing all of these ideas together in this one form for us, Lena.
Thank you so much.